It's that time of year again. Yes, welcome back to Corin Court. And we are broadcasting from our studios here in Corin Court, but looking forward to something that's actually happening next month. And it's the usual event that comes up to raise money for Sight Matters, and it's Will Writing Month of November. Joined in our studios by Mark Furness from Callin Wild. Thank you again for doing this November.
Oh, you're very welcome. It worked really well last year, and we hopefully it'll be a really big success again next month.
I suppose a lot of people worry about leaving a will because it's a statement for later in your life, isn't it? Really, it's something you've got to do. But I should imagine that a lot of people put it off.
Yeah, the majority of people do put it off. No one likes to think about your own demise in the future. But unfortunately, it is something that does need to be done. And the Will Writing Month does hopefully give people the encouragement to take that step to sort their affairs out, but also raise some money for Sight Matters.
What would happen to a person if they haven't written a will?
If you haven't written a will, then the law will dictate where your assets go. And that is, for some cases, that's fine. But for a lot of cases in modern society, that doesn't really work now. And effectively, you're not having the choice as to where your assets go on your death, which we all like to make our own choices. So therefore, write a will and your choices are made.
So people approach yourselves at Callin Wild. We'll give details a bit later on. What information do the people need before they come to see you?
The only thing they really need to bring with them is names and addresses of people who are going to appear in the will. So that would be executors and beneficiaries. That's really all we need. Everything else, we can lead the clients down that path to get whatever else we might need. But that's, as a basic, that's all we need to start with.
Okay, two words that went in that last sentence, let's sort out. Executors, what are they?
So an executor is the person who deals with your estate when you've died. So they're the ones who ultimately administer, sort everything out. And the beneficiaries are the people who will benefit from whatever you give to them.
Am I right in saying they can't be the same person?
No, they can be. And often they are. Husband is executor for wife. And husband is beneficiary for wife. So they more often than not actually are one and the same.
So people sitting at home listening to this interview saying, yep, I think we ought to do something about this. So they contact Sight Matters and then contact Callin Wild. What does it involve? Coming into your offices in Athol Street?
Yeah, all anyone needs to do is give Callin Wild a ring on 623195. And we'll make an appointment. They need to mention the Sight Matters will writing scheme, and they'll come in, meet one of our private client team, myself and some of my colleagues, and we'll take it from there.
How long roughly does it take to go through the first chat?
The first meeting was probably about half an hour. Thereafter, depending on how many we get, the wills will be produced perhaps in the next couple of weeks after that. And then it's another appointment to sign everything up and it's job done.
When the will is all sorted out, can you keep copies or does it get back to the person for their retention?
Keeping the copy, the original will, is paramount importance because that is the original document. We at Callin Wild are happy to retain them in our safe. We don't charge for the service and they sit there, what's called held to your order, for anyone to find in the future.
So once again, it's a service by Callin Wild to raise funds for Sight Matters. What costs involved?
So the costs are, there's £200 plus VAT for one will. And if you're doing a couple, so husband and wife or partners, it's £300 plus VAT. And then half of that proceeds go to Sight Matters.
And it's never too early to write your will, presumably?
No, it's never too early. People often say, when should I do it? And it's mainly when there's a life event happens. So if you buy a house, if you have a child, if you get married, that should be the catalyst for thinking about the future and making a will.
So let's think about the future. This has been the interview with Sight Matters regarding November, which is your chance for Callin Wild to write your will and at the same time raise money for Sight Matters here at Corin Court. Thank you, Mark, for dropping in. And thanks to Callin Wild for once again raising some money for Sight Matters.
You're very welcome. And hopefully it's a great success.